Okay.
Okay. I really realize how this practice suits me, because I usually get more tense, and yeah, I just feel yesterday and today how the mind really got into a state sometimes of samadhi, of peacefulness, calm. It was yesterday afternoon, it became really pleasant and light, and I was aware that it is all just experience, and sometimes also I'm going back and forth between clarity and more dullness. And today there were twice situations where aversion came up, and then I remembered, at other times I didn't remember, but twice I remembered to really turn the mind inwards and to look at the mind.
Yeah.
And then it disappeared. And
yes,
it was really gone. And
don't forget to watch.
Hmm?
Whatever happening, don't forget to be aware. That's important. So you need to know your duty.
Yeah.
But your duty is, what is being coming, think right way, and be aware of it. This is your responsibility, your duty. Whatever happening is, let go.
Yeah.
Right.
And Sayadaw, I have a question. In your book, you write something about not leaving out sanya, that it's important to keep sanya. And I remember the Bahiya Sutta, where the Buddha says, in the seen, there is only to be the seen, and so on. And now I'm not really clear, what does he mean by this?
Right.
Is it meant that it's not me seeing something? Or
seeing, just seeing mean is you... When you are seeing, you recognize seeing nature is you understanding what you see. That means is understand, not like a zombie.
Wisdom.
Not like a zombie. Some people they practice some like a seeing, but no meaning.
Okay.
Because of focus, too much focus. They see, but they don't know. Like they don't know the meaning. But sanya is walking or not, cannot walk because too much focusing. The mind cannot think anything. Then the time to become zombie. And that is not seeing is seeing. This is totally moha.
Okay.
Seeing is seeing, he understands very well about the seeing is nature of the seeing very well. That's why this is not personal. This is a nature, this is impermanent, whatever. He understands very well about this seeing. That means seeing is seeing. Because of the understanding, when you are seeing, you are not craving, aversion, delusion. That means seeing is seeing.
Okay.
Seeing happening, but no defilement come because of wisdom is present. That meaning is seeing, is seeing. Right.
Thank you.
I have a question.
Okay. It's been a mixed time, and a couple of times I got into. Yeah, what usually happens for me on retreat is increasing tension and finding the right attitude to be with this tension. And today I was working quite a lot with how to be with the tension, and whatever I do, it seems to increase the tension. So
if tension is, where's it come from? This tension come from where?
Where is it coming from?
Yeah.
When I look, when I stop, and not try to do anything, not try to practice,
then?
I stop. I there's a thought that says I can't do it. I can't do it. The practice. So there's doubt.
Because of doubt, tension comes.
Yeah. Doubt and conflict. Doubt. Doubt. I can't do it, but trying to do it. But not very conscious. But I see this thought. I can't do it, and I think there is so much wrong with that thought.
Right.
so much wrong view, wrong attitude.
So tension is the mind use. How much they use energy? You check in your energy. How what you are doing? What the mind is doing, that is
I
see the mind doing, then you can know the balance, you can fix the balance How much energy we need?
It can easily feel quite stuck. Mm-hmm. And I just can't move, and the mind is too tight to see.
Right.
It's too tight to see what's happening. So it took a while before I remember, okay, just go for a walk, and then just sit on a rock and look at the trees. And then there's a little bit
if
more
you,
space.
The mind cannot do, if you cannot do, don't try to do.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The mind is no one to do, not cannot do it, don't try to do. Then it become conflict.
Mm.
You just check in, just recognizing this happening, right?
Yeah.
Don't try anything because the mind cannot do anything.
Yeah.
If you use energy, this become blindly, you use too much energy.
Mm.
Then try to push to do, right?
Mm.
So that time you need to check or think how to do.
Yeah, yeah. I check, but I think I seem to do the wrong thing. But this just seeing this thought, I can't do it, was like
just know that this thought is thought, right? You can do it. What?
Well, what the thought did, it brought humor, brought that this is not a good sentence. This is full of wrong attitudes and wrong thoughts. And
okay, you recognize, right?
Yes.
That's
at
enough.
That point, I recognize.
That's enough. Whatever mind say, but don't believe whatever say. He say what he want to say. The mind do itself.
Yeah.
Your duty is just recognize. Then, if you're not nonsense, then go on.
Yeah.
Let go. That's all.
At that point, I didn't believe it, and it did just go. Yeah.
You need to understand this is right or wrong. That's all. If you understand this, right or wrong, then he's finished.
Mm.
Cannot grow. You recognize, you understand, then the wrong energy has become stopped. Okay.
So I am afraid I have not enough experience from this meditation because I arrived yesterday evening.
Oh, yes.
So I started meditating.
So you listening instruction already?
Yes, it's okay.
Do you understand?
I understand. Okay, it's
do
okay.
You understand the theories?
Right. But mainly characters of this meditation, and I understood.
Right.
It's no problem.
Okay.
So I was tired on this day from this meditation. I noticed it very, very clearly. I noticed disbalance of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it was very clear, sometimes it was blurred and not, sometimes lazy. Mm. So it changes the state of mind.
Right.
So I need 1 or 2 days more because
you need what?
1 or 2 days more.
Oh, okay. No problem.
So, yeah. So
okay.
Thank you.
Next.
I perceive the body as though the body is asleep, but the mind is watching. So it's very, very peaceful and very comfortable. And even the sensations are not disturbing so much because it's just like really the body is asleep. But sometimes also the mind follows. So I need to check regularly whether the mind is awake, because sometimes also the mind starts to feel more sleepy. But I would like to ask about singing.
Singing songs, let them sing.
But it's
no problem. The mind is happy. He
yes,
did his job.
That
you recognize the mind singing. Okay, that's all. But intentionally not follow.
All right.
That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You are not singing, right?
No, I'm actually
the
sometimes
sing, right?
I'm surprised because sometimes I don't even know the songs.
Right.
I think it's just like like radio.
The mind is not yours. The mind is do himself. But we think the mind is me, huh? But you watch the mind and slowly you more understand the mind is real nature. This is nature and conditioning. Cause and effect, this process. But we think this is me. So we more learn about this mind and we can understand more. Okay.
Well, I have two questions.
Right.
One concerns this investigation process. when we feel that our mind is calm, is this time to start investigating the object or
object and mind also? Object and mind also. What relationship have? Object also, mind also. You need to investigate both.
So there's
body and mind also. Object and mind. Also body and mind. How relationship? And also investigate is try to see the process. Continuously see the process means this is also investigation.
So as soon as we know that our mind is calm, we should start investigating.
Okay, maybe you can tell why the mind is calm.
Pardon?
Why the mind is calm?
Why?
Yeah. So if you investigate, now the mind is calm. So you can investigate why the mind is calm.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, please. And the second question, you said that there are six sensory gates like thinking, feeling,
right,
hearing, smelling, and where do emotions and feelings fit in? Into which?
Feeling. Emotion is with feeling, yeah, right?
Huh? Well, we have those five senses like hearing, seeing, smelling,
tasting. Mind state, mind door.
So
feelings.
So feelings are?
Mind door. Yeah, Vedana is mind door. Yeah. Right.
Category, okay.
But they are physical also have together. Sometimes the mind studied the physical to show you. So sometimes you can see the physical or mental both. Start to the mind, feeling is. Then slowly that you chest something happening in your chest. That's it being, mean it's become physical. Or tense. Yeah, tense. Sometimes the mind stay some happening, the physical also show you. But actually, emotion comes from the mind, right?
So it's not a separate category.
Huh?
Those feelings and emotions are not a separate category, like
feeling and emotion,
or thinking.
This is mental state. This is all mental state. Feeling, emotion. Emotion also agitate, right? You can know. You can feel.
Yeah, I thought it's different from the thinking in the mind.
So. Thinking is different. Feeling is emotion is feeling. When the emotion come, feeling also have, thinking also have. Thinking and feeling is different. Different nature.
Okay.
Right.
So, now I'm feeling very quiet and peaceful. And also, what? Okay. Okay, so real peaceful, and I notice why, because all the time I'm here, I was waiting for my friends.
Wait?
For my friends, that I mean my...
What were you doing? Waiting your friend?
Just wait a second, waiting because my friends like hate or sadness or fear, depression, neurosis. They are tend to be asleep during retreat.
Oh.
So I was waiting for them. And now they are here. So I'm really happy that I can work with them now.
So
because before that I had no opportunity to work with them. So it was impossible to make any progress in my meditation.
So what do you mean?
So that's why I noticed that my mind is very clear, peaceful, and I noticed also that it's a great attitude to love yourself, because if you love, I love yourself, so I can be open up everything, even hate and these things.
Right, you open and everything is okay.
Yes,
right.
Even if hate comes, I feel really happy for that.
Okay,
that I can observe this.
All right,
it's really good.
That's okay. Cool.
Okay, thank you.
I noticed that there is interest for just listening to how Loba and Dosa sound, how they sound or how they feel,
right?
And And that has changed a lot because it's very obvious this pendulum, how it goes back and forth all the time.
Liking, disliking, liking, disliking.
So, and also that it seems like it's always using a very exaggerated language.
Yeah.
That it's like using terms like always, never. It's really terrible. It makes things very exaggerated on both ends.
Yeah, right, right.
If I'm taking a hot shower, it's really great.
Great, really great. Then the emotion is great.
And so one feels this.
Yeah.
This feeling.
Yeah.
And so noticing that both are really suffering.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right.
And
agitation state both are.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unstable. Right.
Yeah.
Because when you wanting, you are liking is also already the mind is not unstable. Right?
Yeah.
Agitate, excited. Yeah.
Yeah.
And.
And then I noticed before interview, not only just before, but it increased before interview. So it's like I get the image of Sayadaw, and that creates intensify this illusion of me. So when going towards the interview time, is this me feeling getting contracted more and more? And this has always been a problem for me with interviews.
Oh.
Because it's like when I come up here, it's so much of wrong view that it's like I cannot speak. Yeah. And so this was very, in some way, there was some kind of wisdom looking this time and seeing it building up, building up, building up, building up, like this.
Right.
So now I could speak.
Right.
So, yeah.
Just see what's happening. Eh?
Yeah.
The wisdom is take care of everything.
Yeah.
If you have recognized and awareness there, wisdom can come. And wisdom take care of everything, the mind relief, then naturally, you can do everything.
Yeah.
Okay. First, we have a wrong attitude. That's why we have something happen. Then right attitude come, then let go everything.
Yeah.
So become natural. No problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
What? No.
Today I had very, very calm meditation in the afternoon, and I enjoy this very much. I enjoy very much.
Be careful, and you need to recognize this. Enjoy. Oh. Yeah.
But because
if you present situation come, you are enjoy. That is a cause. If your opposite situation come, you become nervous, become more agitated. Because of this enjoy, liking or enjoy become attached. If you enjoy, also you enjoy, the wisdom cannot grow. Because you are indulging, you are feeling, you feel like this, wisdom cannot work.
Yeah, but
that's why.
It's not very often, you know.
Right. It's cute. Oh, okay. I said, be careful. No?
Yeah.
You can enjoy it, but be careful. Later, you can understand this, enjoy it, become a problem. But you can enjoy it. But you need to know you are enjoying. Okay? Mm-hmm. That's okay.
Okay.
Right.
And then I have a question because tomorrow I'm already leaving.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
So I have a question regarding daily life because I think in daily life it's very difficult for me because there I have the feeling that I think I have to take my thoughts serious, no?
Yeah.
I mean, here I can walk around, and if thinking is arising, I can say, oh, it's only nature. But when I'm back in my job,
yeah,
I have to, I don't know, but I cannot tell myself, is it possible to tell myself, oh, it's just thinking?
Yes,
it's possible.
Yes, it's possible. The thinking is nature, right?
Yeah,
but we need to know, we need to think, continue think, no problem. But you might understand thinking is not yours.
Yeah,
nature.
But you have in daily life, you have to involve in the story, no?
You know the story, but not involved. If you involve, you become panic. You become more defilement come. If you're knowing or thinking story, you know the story. But if you are aware, if you're not involved with the storyline, then you know the story, but not involved.
Mm-hmm.
If you're involved, totally lost. We need to know the story. We need to know the concept. Mm-hmm. But without concept, we cannot do anything, right? So we need to know the concept is there. Concept to make my thing like this. But we need to aware ourselves. But if your story totally involved with the storyline, then awareness gone.
Mm.
Then the defilement is increased, then become stress. Job, work, become stressful.
Mm-hmm.
So as much as you can, try to recognize this thinking is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's you need to reduce the stress. Otherwise, you stress too much. But actually, no need too much involved with the story.
Mm-hmm.
But people are too much think it's important, then you are totally involved with the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you need to important also awareness also important. A little bit far away about your feeling, thoughts, everything. Let the mind walking, but behind some awareness is there.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Understand?
Yes.
Let it happen. They must be happen. If you cannot think, how to do, right? So naturally, they do their job, thinking, feeling, whatever. But don't forget, just awareness behind there.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Then you are not involved with the whole process.
Mm-hmm.
You need to practice this way. Then you can maintain peaceful all the time. Relax. You can maintain your relaxed way. Relaxed mind. Peaceful mind. Otherwise, you're involved, and after that, too much defilement comes, then become stressful.
Mm-hmm.
Very tired.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay,
you can walk, but don't forget, some awareness behind there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you, Sayadaw.
I had lots and lots of thoughts, what I usually, at the previous retreats, I had a problem with focusing too much.
Yes.
And then usually at the end of the day, my head would be like very...
Yeah.
Because you are emphasizing so much relaxed mind,
mm-hmm.
Now I'm trying to be more on that side. But usually I have... sometimes I have a problem between... to find the balance between... to be enough relaxed, but not to get into tiredness, and on the other hand, to have enough awakeness, but not to get into forcing.
Yeah, right.
So in this balance, sometimes I have a problem finding, because I notice in the first part of the day, I more tend to be on this tired side.
Tired side.
Yeah, then more this tired mind is
right.
There. And on the other hand, in the second part of the day, it's more this tendency towards pushing somehow. So I always need to remind myself to balance it.
Yeah, you need to remind, that's all. You need to check what the mind is doing. That's enough. That's also awareness. That's also meditating, practicing. You checking
mm-hmm.
how the mind is working. That's enough.
Mm-hmm.
We are not trying too much focus into the object. We are more checking about how the mind is working. If you do like this, we are more understanding how to practice.
Mm-hmm.
if you too much do the object, focusing to the object, then you become liking or disliking can come.
And right. One question, what happened in this afternoon meditation, that all the time this opening, closing the door made me a quite strong aversion.
Yes, a good object. Right? Because I here is so quiet, so something happening good. So you can watch your feeling.
I was even thinking, like...
But already now fixed.
Yeah, but I was even thinking that you have this on purpose, that we can come
so you see, every time the sound comes, you anger. You notice. It's one time. Sound coming, you anger.
Yeah.
Two times, three times, four times, five times. You must understand why this happening. This is crazy.
But then
if you are aware like this every time, if you have intelligence and watching, so one time, two times, three times, maybe you must understand about this something. This is neat or not. Or if you're doing like this, you have a lot of suffering, right?
Yeah, but then after that I noticed...
Why the mind so angry? Other people are not angry. Why you are angry? Maybe other people are also angry, but not much, right? So why this sound, the mind angry about this sound? You need to use this intelligence or thinking, the mind is not want to be angry too much.
Then after that, I noticed the pressure in my chest because of the aversion.
Yes, right.
And then I was observing this pressure, but then somehow I got stuck between observing this pressure and observing here.
Because and of then, suffering, right?
Yes, because of this aversion. But then I got aversion to the pressure.
Oh.
So then I got stuck somehow.
That's why you're not watching. No, you are not practice skillful how to watch your emotion. That is not skill yet. That's why you need to learn. You need more practice, experience. So first you need to think this emotion is nature. You must accept that this emotion first. Then you change your attitude first, then you watch. Otherwise, everybody don't like aversion. When the mind pay attention to this, immediately aversion again coming. Then aversion square. More aversion coming. So first, that's why this aversion or the emotion state you want to watch, first you need to think right view first. Whatever sadness, depressed, everything, anger, whatever, anxiety, suffering, feeling, emotion state come, first you must have a right view. Otherwise you cannot watch this. If you won't watch, more emotion come.
And then what if this happens, then... if I can't get out of that, then what I do?
So don't pay attention on this. Change the
object. Then I change completely.
Object.
The
okay. Right.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Neutral object or sometimes change the place or something, make your mind calm down, right? So you need to practice how to watch your emotion. If you are scared, then you can use your daily life or your job, right? Otherwise, people, the emotion come, but in the job, they cannot suppress, or they cannot express, then they immediately, they suppressing in the mind. That is become painful in your mind, become disease, mental disease happen. Suppress, then long time you become sick, mental problem come. So every time the mind is emotion come, you need to recognize how to watch this, then be calm and go finish. So we are not problem. So you must scale this emotion state. How to watch, So let the dog is some kind of right? Something challenging. If you not have challenging, you are not mature. Something challenging is very important. Okay.
So I don't. Within the last 48 hours, I had like 20 minutes of a very equanimous and receptive mind without distractions, following many objects. And I had another 25 minutes of a very experiencing a lot of pleasure. Like every sensation was very, very pleasant. And remaining 47 hours and 45 and 15 minutes was distracted mind.
Oh, okay.
So when I have these pleasant experiences that were mostly in my body, I try to see how my mind reacts.
Right.
And my mind liked the experience. And I try to imagine how could it be possible that the mind wouldn't like experience like this. And my conclusion is it will always like nice experiences, like the pleasant experience and the liking mind are arising simultaneously.
Beginning is this, that state comes. Every time the nice feeling comes, the mind judge this nice already, then attach or like it. Mm-hmm. But beginning, we cannot do, we no choice. But later, slowly, a lot of experience, then you can learn from this liking and disliking problem. Because of liking and disliking come. That's why you liking, disliking, then present, unpresent, and more change. Right? So we need to learn about this present and present situation. Object is present, the mind is happy, liking. If present, object is unpresent, the mind is upset, depressed. Then you can understand more, then your mind become balanced. This we call two extremes, liking and disliking. If you understand about liking and disliking, then you get more equanimity and balancing. But any situation, good state or bad state come, your mind is no move. You, if you learn from this process, right? People, the whole life we are not rest because of pleasant, liking, unpleasant, upset. They are never rest. All the time like this. Now we practice and more understand about this liking, disliking, the any present situation or unpleasant situation, the mind more balanced. Then immediately he has awareness and wisdom that the mind is not too much reacting, not liking or not disliking. Because he understands about nature is nature or this is the object, whatever. Depending on your understanding level, the mind is equanimity. Okay? Sure. Because of the whole life, we have a lot of experience. Calm, pleasant, good situation or bad situation, all the time come. If you react like this, how do we are free, right? All the time suffering. So that's why we learn, right?
Okay, in this weather, I feel very lazy when sitting.
Yeah.
So I almost whole day walking and wandering around and thinking about what have I read in your books. And I realize when thinking about your words makes me more aware, I think, because I have to put myself questions like, what is meditation? What does it mean right now?
How to do right
what is object? What does it mean right now? It makes me more aware thinking about your books.
Right. This thinking helping your awareness working, right? Yeah, right. Good. So, better, right?
Yeah.
I'm trying the long distance run today and yesterday because
long distance run
in my practice in my home I like sitting meditation and I like calmness, which is part of my sitting meditation often, but later I go to work, I go to the city or my things, and I'm agitated. And now I'm trying to keep awareness when I'm agitated. That's very interesting because I don't have much experience with that. I rather have like calmness, agitated, and now I try to watch agitation.
If your interest is okay, if you interest something, then wisdom is working.
Yeah,
right.
And I think that's it.
Because of right attitude, you can interest. If you have wrong attitude, you cannot interest. You resist and react about this.
Somehow, I guess, anyway, I will be agitated.
If you agitate, then check your attitude. Something wrong. Attitude is wrong, then you can't agitate. If you have a right attitude, you become interest.
And then somehow agitation is, let's say, not non-harm. Yeah.
No?
Agitation then is not causing much damage or, let's say, problem.
Yeah, right.
Thank you.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, I was experiencing a little bit of the sort of the just calm, peaceful mind. I guess the last couple of days, I could see.
So the mind has calmed down, right?
Yes, certainly. I could see. I was certainly aware of.
Why you are not doing this in your home?
It's a good question.
You know how to do, right?
Yeah.
Why you are not doing? You now doing like this, then your mind calm down.
Yeah.
So, but in your home also, you can do this, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No. It,
people
is
come to the center, then they mind calm down. Go back to daily life, then they forget to do this.
Yeah.
Right. Then.
Well, I could see that I think my mind was liking it a little bit more, but I was sort of aware of that.
Liking
that,
what? About what?
But liking the calmness.
Oh, right. Everybody
just
like
more
calmness.
Clear. Yeah.
Then you're stuck.
I could see.
Yeah.
But although I was sort of curious because it seemed.
So beginning, well, and we need to and let them enjoy it, huh?
Yeah.
Then make.
But I was wondering if it was okay to. If there was a little bit of enjoyment there without,
but we cannot stop. We cannot say you should not enjoy it, but already enjoy.
But can you appreciate without being attached to it?
Yeah, right.
I mean, is that okay to sort of have?
If you enjoy, then you need to recognize enjoy. Later, you
if you
slowly,
you recognize, and then that's okay.
We can do this. We cannot stop.
Yeah.
Well, how the mind so fast, right? The mind speed is very fast, so we cannot stop what happening in the mind state. We can recognize.
Yeah.
Then slowly learn. And slowly the mind understanding this attachment or the enjoying is later become problem, then the mind don't want to be enjoyed because understand.
Yeah.
Without understanding, the mind automatically ding dong, ding dong. So cannot move. Cannot do anything. Very fast.
Yeah.
Automatically happen, but we need to recognize again, again, again. Then slowly learning about this. Enjoy is some problem.
Yeah.
Because of later, you enjoy the mind immediately stuck, not investigation, not understanding cannot grow.
Yeah.
Because of his intelligence is enjoy like this, immediately the mind effort also left weak. When the peaceful come, you enjoy. Immediately, that time you can check the quality of mind is weak.
Mm.
Quality no good. Because effortless, because of attachment and craving is involved, then the good state of mind is back up. Then slowly, then that's why people become forget.
Yeah. There were times, actually today, there were a few times where I felt like I could watch that the peaceful state, and if sort of waiting for something to come for to disturb it, because it seems eventually something will come.
Who disturbs?
Some thought or some feeling, something, and sort of catching that as soon as it would.
Then your peacefulness gone.
And then it goes.
Right, next.
But then, and then I can see that sort of what, you know, if I was latched on to that thought or feeling or whatever.
If you see like this, you can understand this thought is not right.
Yeah.
If you some thought coming, the mind this peaceful and gone, agitation comes, this thought is not right thought, not good thought. But this is very obvious, right?
Yeah.
You can understand, right?
Yeah. But then it comes right back, and so
right.
I can sort of see that
right.
sort of going and then coming back, right?
If you watch your feeling and thought, some thought is right, some thought is wrong, how to know? The feeling is show you.
Mm.
If your thought is good, right thought, the feeling, mental feeling is good. Energy is good energy. If you thinking is wrong way, the mind state immediately change. And bad quality is coming. The good quality gone. The main is this thought is not right. Not good, not right. Yeah. then you will not believe this thought. But if you don't know this, immediately we believe this thought, then you're more suffering.
So when the mind is more quiet, I mean, do you think it's better to direct it into something in particular?
Direct to what?
Well, direct the mind when it's quiet.
Quiet.
You ask yourself.
Direct to quiet.
Like when the mind is quiet, you were saying to maybe ask. You could ask yourself, why is it quiet?
Oh, right, or something. Right.
So that's better than
investigate.
Yeah, investigate. But because it also seems eventually.
Because now we are not used in intelligent or in wisdom.
Yeah.
Automatically the craving come. Because of quiet, peaceful, the craving come to enjoy this state. If your wisdom is working, the craving immediately cannot come. Because you are continuing working. Because wisdom and awareness together. Because of question or investigate, the awareness must be doing.
Yeah.
Right? So he not forget. So craving immediately cannot come. If you're not used intelligent, the state is peaceful, calm, then the craving is waiting.
Sure, yeah.
Right? Attachment is waiting. That's why we need to use all the time. This is mean, this is practice. We need to use the good quality of mind, awareness, wisdom, everything we need to cultivate. That's why the mind becomes working continuously. Without wisdom, then the mind is he no one to know. So immediately he want to enjoy the mind very fast. The craving already there. That's why we need to think the wisdom is working. Behind the awareness, all the time the wisdom is supervisor is all the time checking the awareness worker. Then worker cannot rest. Continue working. Right? If you are not good quality is not working, bad quality is working. Mind is like this. So this is the nature of the mind. That's why we need to this all the time this continue, no rest. This side is rest, that side is coming. Right?
Yeah. Thank you.
Just a few words about singing mind.
Singing?
Mind. Because mind. I have a mind that sings very much. Sing. La 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 la.
Singing.
Not thinking.
Oh, okay.
Singing.
Singing. Like says singing, yeah.
Choir. Singing.
Because you are listening too much music.
No, I know. I know why. No, it has always been like that.
Right.
And especially it repeats. I am on a repeat. Yeah. Repeat the same
but
song.
But that's not a problem.
No, but yeah. Now I know it's not a problem. Right. For example, I was sitting before coming here. And all of us, suddenly I noticed he started to sing again.
Oh, okay.
And the thing is that I discovered that when it's singing, the mind here, it is connected with something that there is something that is not pleasant.
Right.
So there is the singing, so cover up.
When you are suffering, you are singing, right?
Yeah, there is some kind of singing. Well, I don't. The mind is cover up, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it was unpleasant because there was fear or agitation connected with the interview.
Yeah, then you start to change the mind, right?
It sounds like it's very calm. Right. There is this singing, right. And underneath is wow.
Right.
So
you make the cover.
Yeah,
right.
And it's very interesting because now since I discovered this with singing, so every time I hear the singing, I know that there is a bell ringing.
Something
is
wrong.
Working.
Good.
Yeah. So that we can say so. As for the practice, I wouldn't say I'm not having pleasant, but I'm not having unpleasant mind states. And with the doors, I love that door opening and closing, for example, because every time there is the sound, the mind is arising with the sound.
Yeah.
The mind. So for.
Automatic.
Automatic.
Sound is,
everything.
You don't need to mindful.
Every
the object comes, the mind knows. Yeah. Oh, no, the mind not.
Yes, it's beautiful.
You don't need the mind for.
Every time I know mind is there.
Right.
Because there is an object.
So good. Very good.
For me, that was the positive thinking of the Sunday. But it is right now.
Because of object, we can meditate. Without object, how to meditate, right?
No meditation. It's sleep then. Right now, I find that I have the problem is for me that I notice the judgment about the practice that is always but in the practice itself the mind is looking at all objects inclusive the arising of the self or the arisen self. Sometimes it's too late, it's already there, obviously.
Yeah.
So to see that and the object,
right.
So seeing it right. as an object, it gives a total different perspective
right.
to
right.
everything.
Wrong view is very strong, they're already there.
Yeah.
When your wisdom is calm, because the wisdom now late. Awareness come, wisdom come, late, then the wrong view is gone.
Yeah, but then right. you can move it.
Right.
And so it's
wrong view
right
already there, all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah, I know. But this work, it's a work
right.
To see the object, to see yeah. the object, to see the object, and to have a look at the attitude of the mind, observing the object.
Mm-hmm.
And to sometimes it goes into some, it's happened rarely, but it shortly, but it's like it's opening up, it's something very natural, and it's very bright, and it's pleasant, and it's gone. I think it's
why gone?
Because of Tana. I
gone.
Think it's always
gone? Self. Self coming, right?
Yeah, yeah. Seven and sometimes it happens also when I'm not well. When I'm walking, when I do something else, that there is this that there is everything is happening.
Mm-hmm. So happening
good.
Just or
just this
just
without having any effort,
right? You can know
or any and also the release
yeah.
of
we're
self.
Not, we are not doing anything, but we are
no.
knowing.
No,
yeah.
Or there is knowing
right.
because also this the so only the thought sometime
right.
of there is no self
right.
is so relieve
yeah,
relieving
right
yeah.
right yeah.
yeah. That's it.
Yes, because of understanding, so we relieve. Whatever happening, just happening. This is not me, not self. Okay, so good. So to try effortless, no? No need to ever to be aware. Right?
I am still a little bit working.
Mm.
That's the not so spontaneous.
Yeah, right.
Everything needs
try.
To be done.
If
checking,
you can open,
checking.
Stay open, right? Then
yeah.
the mind knows naturally. So. We are not meditate. Nietzsche is meditate, right? Yeah.
We are not.
Meditate. Nietzsche is meditate.
No, but we are not.
yeah.
There is no self.
Right. we are not meditate. The mind is meditate. Yeah.
yeah.
The mind is nature.
I have to admit that I don't really like peacefulness.
You are?
I don't really like peacefulness.
You don't realize peacefulness? Okay.
I don't like peacefulness.
Oh.
But I don't mean I don't feel aversion against peacefulness, but I realize that usually when there is a state of peacefulness, usually it means no doors are open, closed, no pain in the body, no thinking. I can realize that the mind is holding the quietness in the room. So the mind is holding the quietness,
right.
so I can realize, it isn't a peacefulness. In fact, the mind is holding just this state.
Yeah, holding is not
so
peaceful.
So I can
yeah.
realize that the
right.
mind is...
good.
Like
yeah.
something like noting, but I don't really
right.
note this. Sometimes it happens that the
right.
mind notes it like a quietness.
Right.
And then I can continue with my practice.
Mm.
So, and I was also... I have a question. You are paying attention to watching mind rather than body. So I'm asking if I can, and I do it sometimes, because I would like to watch mind.
Yeah.
So I somehow, I watch the object, until the object becomes stronger. Not yeah. really object. Well, in fact, it is like a reaction, the mind reaction right. to object.
Right.
And then I switch to mind and watch if there is something.
Then come down.
If there is something like right. aversion or something.
Right, right.
So if I can apply this practice.
Right, yes, you should, sure. You do this right. But so why we stay in the mind, you know? Physical object is... We watch the mind, knowing mind or awareness mind. The mind automatically know the five sense door. The mind and five sense door is already connection have. So we no need to focus to the physical object. They are come to the mind already. That's why we are waiting in the mind. So mind is we are control tower or office or manager state. We are say this is manager state. If you follow the five sense door, object is a worker state. He's tired, a lot of energy, you need to focus one by one. If you stay in the mind, all information comes to the mind.
Well, yes, I had this experience. Right. It was a kind of experience.
That's why we are staying in the mind.
It wasn't like the mind is like a web right. of a spider. That
Right. We are
it wasn't like this.
Right.
I also had this experience. I was somewhere in the very deep inside of me.
Right.
It was like a small point, one point, very small. And then suddenly when something happened, it was like an arm of an octopus.
Right,
which
right,
catches
right,
it
right,
and then right. take it back yeah, and right. I'm waiting again.
Yeah, yeah. We are waiting in the mind. That's all.
It was something like...
And slowly we know the physical object automatically and also the other mental state also we can see. So that means it's the whole view.
Yeah.
That place is you can see everything. We can see this the whole picture.
Mm-hmm.
Then your complete picture comes, then you can understand it more. What yes. relationship, everything you know, right? That's why we stay here.
Yeah, in fact, the experience was so strong that I'm a bit maybe striving to experience it again, which makes obstacles to see, to have this experience, you know.
Oh.
Maybe I'm a bit attached to the yeah. idea, oh, I can do it again. But
if you're attached, you cannot do.
Yes, I know.
Difficult, right? So start again. If you become, you notice and this situation gone, no problem, start again. Mm-hmm. Normally, slowly build up. Then strength is coming, you can stay inside there.
Mm-hmm.
Continue, make the practice continuously. The mind slowly strength enough, he go to the mind. Mm-hmm. Stay in the mind, the focal point. Eh? When you stay here, there, then everything you know.
Mm-hmm. And if I can
then
ask...
This, you need to momentum.
I have also one question about the walking meditation.
Right.
Because I was reading in your book that more important than the mindfulness in the present situation, even more important is to be mindful continuously.
Mm-hmm.
So I have experienced that after doing walking meditation, suddenly I realized I wasn't mindful. A couple of minutes ago,
right,
and then I had a feeling of sadness, a kind of sadness. Oh, where I lost my
no need, because now you are awareness present, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you recognize the past a few minutes.
Yes, but I know I wasn't continuously, so maybe I have
because of you won.
Yes,
You won continuously, mm-hmm. then you lost. You don't notice the loss, then you immediately you upset.
Mm-hmm.
So. Whatever happening, we need to, no need to complain about what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
We need to appreciate now what mm-hmm. the mind mm-hmm. is present.
Mm-hmm.
That's enough.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. So.
Okay. I was thinking.
How about your sadness?
It's good. It's much better.
Right.
Welcome and watch.
Then yeah. he slowly fade.
Better
right.
than I thought. Yeah. I'm quite happy about your instructions about the effortless awareness, because I'm quite a lazy person, so I like if somebody else does the work, the job.
But effortless is not totally effortless. Effortless means because effort is continue effort, come. That's why that yes. because of continued effort, the effort becomes momentum. That time, we no need to do anything. Because of continuous effort come and become momentum. That time, we call effortless. Because of effort is very strong. That's why it becomes like this.
Yes, I understand.
Right, right.
Yeah. But I can feel, especially during walking meditation, that as this awareness gains a little bit more continuous, becomes more continuous,
right,
then
right.
also the effort is could be a little bit less.
Right, weak
weaker,
effort.
Yeah,
then.
And it's more light. It's
right,
light,
yes, that's light. Right. That's the right way, yeah. Should be.
Yes, and...
Thank God.
And maybe... and maybe one experience about the peaceful state or pleasure experience during meditation was during sitting meditation, which typically here is for me sort of neutral or aversion. So I also I think used your advice
right.
to watch the attitude of the mind.
Yeah.
So I one time I experienced quite sort of an aversion, you know, towards the noise and stuff like that in mm-hmm. the hall. And so I checked the mind and discovered the aversion and watched the aversion mm-hmm. and it helped a lot. Then mm-hmm. Quite soon I got the opposite. I got a sort of craving or some thought that were caused by craving. So mm-hmm. I also checked the attitude and it also helped quite quickly, quicker than usually.
Right.
And then I came to sort of a peaceful state,
mm-hmm.
which was enjoyable also.
Mm-hmm.
But I was also following like the advice that I explained that before, so I knew about it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
So it can. Develop or it can stop. Mm. It developed, and but I was really watching.
What
I was
developed?
The peacefulness and the enjoyment. But I was at the same time I knew it. I was very careful. I said, "Now you have to be careful."
Right.
Very more careful and more careful with the more peace.
So I was
kind of enjoying it, but at the same time I was inspecting it.
Yes,
it was quite interesting.
Whatever. Now that state is coming. Look, let it be. Yeah. Let them enjoy. Then this time is like this. No problem. See you later, right? If I remind you, if not this feeling, if you present situation is not coming, don't try to get this level. Understand? If you go on this day, sometime, maybe, don't try to get this level immediately.
Yeah.
Forget it. And start to very simply start. Understand? Understand? If you try too much, then it's more suffering. Maybe this peaceful state is gone.
Yes.
Don't try get it immediately.
Get it again. Yeah.
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 Slowly simply start again.
I let it develop.
Yeah.
And I know it can.
But if you're gone.
I know it
if
can
you're
go.
Gone also.
I just watch
start
it
again.
Go. Bye bye.
Right. Good. Bye bye. Better. Right. That's good. Bye bye. Yeah. Then you can easily come back. But if you not bye-bye, well, that time you become crazy. When sometimes yogi become gambler, yogi mind become gambler mind. lose, try again. Yogi man become cameraman sometimes, very funny. Okay, so any?
I would like to ask you, maybe I didn't understand very well, how is it to, with this theme, to watch unwholesome state of mind? For example, if I see anger, mm-hmm. I see aversion to the, to this anger, and can I watch it longer time?
Then? Yes, yeah. Watching and you are knowing, right?
Yeah.
So what, this already finished?
Yeah, okay.
That's all.
No, I didn't understand. Maybe something wrong. Uh-huh. Yesterday, you told somebody not to watch unwholesome state of mind.
Huh? Where I still talk this? All the time, if unwholesome state comes, you need to take care of this first.
Yeah.
So watch the unwholesome state. But sometimes the emotion is very strong. You cannot handle this.
I had this one, yeah.
That time you need to choose another object first.
Yeah.
Neutral object first, let it be. Besides, later, no? You try to choose a neutral object, then neutral object and build up your strength.
Yes.
Then your mind become a little bit calm and strength, then you face again about this emotion.
But if I can watch, even if it's arising on more strong, it's okay if I can watch it.
If you can watch, okay, no problem.
Okay,
right,
okay,
yeah. Okay. Emotion is very interesting state. Right.
I have one question about thoughts.
Thoughts?
Yeah, thoughts as object.
Yes.
Because especially in sitting meditation, the thoughts are one of the objects, but they behave different than other objects, obviously. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering, because it's kind of funny, like, I notice I have thoughts. Right. It's usually not much. I would say 6 sentence.
Yeah,
it's short story.
Right.
Sometimes it's a bit like picture more, in
right.
my case. So it's confusing because... you know,
image or sentence.
Sometimes sentence, sometimes image, but it's more like either.
That is a concept object.
Object.
This is a concept object. First, we don't know the mind yet. We only know the concept together with the sentence or image. Mm-hmm. We know this is a thought. The mind, thinking mind. Eh? But we don't understand the mind yet.
Mm.
And slowly, every time we notice this thinking arising, this thought and image, and slowly we can understand the happening. Slowly we can understand that is a mind.
I can go back sometimes, like three, it's very funny, a bit like with a videotape or movie. Go back, rewind, you know, go back like three lines, see how it was, the chain, how it was created. Like.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is that... you know, the other objects at the moment that you notice, oh, I'm with this object, awareness works, it's clear, so you can even watch more, then change to another, more objects.
Yeah.
But with thoughts, I always have a feeling it's more like I'm some sort of a policeman, I enter the house, like, thoughts! I flash the light, no thoughts, they are gone. The moment I see them, they disappear, and I wonder, is there a chance to watch them walking and like,
No.
Catch them.
Like a police. You don't like a police with the thought.
I don't want them to go, but at the moment I'm aware they disappear.
But if you go looking, then he stop.
Mm.
Because you focus, then the mind cannot think.
Focusing makes it.
Yeah, you, because look means you have a use energy. This you looking energy is more than thinking cannot think. Mm. That's why he stop.
It's automatical.
So, right. You see the thought is okay, that's enough. Already match. The mind see that happening.
And let mind go whatever
naturally,
process wants.
Naturally. Don't look. Go and look. Mm. There's a problem. People, they talk, coming, they look at, they stop. You cannot learn anymore.
So let's say I should remain undercover.
Right.
Hidden.
Yes, that's why, right.
Okay, thank you.
We are not look like this. We are look like this.
Secret police.
Regarding this thought, is it possible to watch the thought?
Possible.
I have the same experience, like it's always disappearing.
Yeah, because you look at it. Because you pay attention and you focus to the thought, then the thought disappears. If you understand it, thought is the object, we are no focus. We are knowing. Thinking also continue happen, the knowing also continue happen like this. Because the mind understand this is object. If you not understand the object, then you are involved. That's why we need to learn every time we try to notice the mind is thinking. Many times the mind slowly understanding this is being known. Thought is being known. This is object. If you have this understanding, you are not involved with the thought.
But it's also very difficult to see the beginning of a thought.
Ah, yes, right. That's very difficult.
Yes.
Very difficult.
Very difficult.
One yogi said, this experience. The people, we try to see the thought is difficult in the beginning, right? But slowly he can see this word, the sentence coming. One word come, he recognize. So the whole sentence cannot talk. Yeah. Once from beginning once he start notice, the sentence cannot come. But story is already finished. This is most subtle level thinking is already finished. Mm-hmm. Already think story finished, already the story finished. That's why this concept is come later. But even now we cannot catch at this level. Stop thinking mind so fast. Mm-hmm. How to think the mind already think finished? Then the sentence is coming. Certain level is thinking finished already. Then later sentence is coming. But even in this sentence, we cannot catch immediately. Mm-hmm. So fast, right? Whatever. Every time we know the thinking, that's thinking. Every time we notice the thinking, slowly we know how to watch the mind. Where is the thinking? Because of no place, but we have experience. Every time we notice the thinking slowly, we can know how to observe the mind. Because the thinking appear happening in the mind. Right. The mind is thinking, and the mind is quiet. If you no thinking, also you can watch the mind. People is only thinking, we can watch the mind, but no thinking, then how to watch the mind? Right. This is a understanding. The mind is nowhere, no place, no form, no shape, no color, but we can know. We can know. We can experience.
Just one question connected with thoughts and what he was saying about these pictures.
Mm.
Because I actually wanted to ask you, because quite often happens to me. When they are thoughts, they become pictures. But then, I don't know, I don't think this is meditating. But it's some state where I'm not, I don't know, it's not that I'm following the thoughts, so I'm not involved completely without awareness.
Mm.
There is some awareness, so it's like I'm split.
Split.
One part of me is watching.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like some movie, another part is happening.
Okay.
But the picture is quite blurry.
Right.
So I can't really... sometimes some parts comes very strongly up.
Right.
And then even, I don't know, it happens once that...
Story is not important.
It was some picture of wolf.
Right.
And I was... It makes my body become like a wolf.
Right.
But at the other... On the same time, it is some kind of awareness.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I should go into these kind of states or should I realize that to go out?
You just realize enough.
And out.
Yeah.
Realize
enough.
That's happening.
Realize
and
enough.
Out. Okay.
If you involve, then you are involved process, then your body will follow.
Mm-hmm. But
because this is a concept. image or this sentence is a big kind of concept. We need to know is the mind thinking. That's enough.
Mm.
This happening. That's enough. Storyline is not very important.
Okay, even if it, because this is not knowing because on some rational. Because
you know that another mind is watching. That's why this image become blah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's okay, mm-hmm. No problem. This is not important. What image? Mm-hmm. This we don't interest.
Mm-hmm.
We interest is happening.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, yes, yes.
You already thought that for me it's interesting how to do with situation where is not many object.
Yeah.
In evening there is no sounds, no nothing, something from body or not from mind. How to deal with this situation? No object.
No object is impossible, but there
not,
is
not many objects.
Because gross object is when the mind comes down, object becomes subtle.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, awareness is not strong enough, then he cannot catch this subtle level. Also, the gross level also he cannot see. That time you think it's a no object. At that time you check the mind is aware or not. Obvious, very obvious. That time the mind, object is not obvious, the mind is obvious. You are sleepy or you are asleep or aware. Ask like this. Then the mind, you very sure the mind is aware. Mm-hmm. And then you aware that your mind is awareness is an object.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
Yes. Because sometimes the mind is, before we use the physical object, slowly the mind calm down. Sometimes the mind is like this. Sometimes the mind naturally, he know himself. Sometimes the physical object, we don't know. Switch naturally. Because of the mind calm down, he can see the mind himself. That time he let go of the physical object. But that time we don't know about this process. We try to find a physical object, very tired. And all that. That time you follow the mind state. You already know the mind already at that time. Follow the, then if you don't have information, that time very difficult. He tried to find the physical object again and again and again. But nature is that he come back like this. He know the mind already, but we don't know this is a mind. And that is the problem. That time is sure, is awareness is obvious. Because of awareness good, you can become this state. If you're sleepy, you cannot get this level.
May I ask a question here? How can one investigate the mind in this state?
How to investigate the mind?
Yeah.
First, you need to see what is the mind, then you can investigate the mind. We don't know the mind, how to investigate the mind, right? Right? You need to see the activity of mind, then we can investigate the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, but I mean, can one ask questions about it?
Yeah. Now, do you? That's why I asked him. Used to ask him, do you sleepy or aware?
Mm-hmm.
Then the mind notice awareness is very obvious. And that time, maintain awareness again.
I mean,
awareness.
I have such experiences where there is just this knowing. There is just a knowing, and
yeah,
it's
knowing
not
also mind.
And it's
knowing
not related
mind.
To objects. It's just knowing, just resting in the knowing. But
right.
Can
knowing
I investigate
mind.
Anything?
Knowing about what? Knowing what?
It's not about an object, it's just knowing,
yeah,
I'm
knowing
awake.
Which object the mind know?
It's just knowing I know.
That's okay, continue knowing.
Okay.
Right. sometimes the mind is quiet, the mind is peaceful, relaxed, this is a mental state. We can use this object. And also feeling is neutral.
And should I investigate more? Or
just checking. Just checking,
okay.
Yeah.
If the mind turns to itself and watching itself, so it's the almost the same question. I watch the watching mind, and only I watch some small movement, yeah. And it's enough if I can watch it and knowing something like knowing only.
Sometimes very dangerous is if you're watching the mind itself.
Yeah.
Sometimes become concept.
concept.
The mind become create the concept, then you know that this concept, then that is a problem. So you must know the activity of mind.
Yeah,
reality,
I see the activity, I see something.
Otherwise, if you don't see the reality, the mind immediately make the concept.
Mm.
Maybe MD. MD is concept. Sometimes we don't know object, then the mind start thinking, huh, now MD. He talking, MD, then MD is coming. But this MD is concept, not mind.
But if it's knowing.
Knowing, activity is not sure. The mind knowing, the mind is feeling.
Yeah.
Also, neutral feeling is present and unpresent, everybody know.
Yeah.
But neutral feeling come, people said, no feeling.
No, neutral feeling.
People say no feeling.
Yeah.
Because they don't know this is a mind, this is a feeling.
Yeah.
They don't have idea this is a feeling. Then they looking for other object. But feeling, neutral feeling is there. So that is experience. Many times you watch the mind and slowly you more understanding about the mind. If you wake up, more obvious is wake up. That the wake up time, you sleep and wake up, the whole process is the mind know itself first. Then the five senses dawn later. Not immediately we know the sound first. We are know the mind first. Then the other five senses dawn, you know. You can, if you are aware continuously, then naturally come, your mind wake up, immediate awareness there, then you can see the how the mind wake up. If you wake up, then the mind know itself first. Then the five senses door. When I have an experience one time, wake up, I'm in the dream, a little bit angry. So wake up, this emotion is very obvious. Then five senses door is obvious. The mind know the five senses door. This feeling is very small. Very small. When it becomes the mind state, then of this feeling is so obvious, very painful. Then the mind wake up and know the other six senses door, then this feeling is very small. Then I realize this slowly the mind wake up like this. So that's why before sleep, also you need to practice. Then wake up, the naturally awareness there. You cannot practice with wake up time late already. So when the last night time you continue practice, every night you practice like this, before sleep, the awareness there, wake up, automatic awareness there. Right? So try. Very interesting. Sometimes half awake also, but the mind state, how the mind doing it. And ghosts coming and cannot move. You shout, cannot shout. Right.
I also have a question about thinking and the mind, how is perceiving the... You said when we had the group sitting meditation with you in the meditation hall, that how many objects was a question, how many objects can we perceive at the same time.
Right.
And I realized that I can't perceive more objects. There's still only one object at the time.
Oh, okay.
I thought there are more objects, but in fact when I tried to...
Experience is only one by one, right?
Only one. There was still only one object. Even the sounds where it looks like they are doing at the same time.
Slowly.
In fact, I can hear only one sound. So I'm a bit confused about, you said how many objects.
Just checking.
Objects.
No, this is a only just question.
Okay.
Not try to get it.
Uh-huh.
Just open the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Later, you slowly you know, because the mind is not very fast yet. For example, now you see and hearing at the same time happening already.
Mm-hmm.
But we are focusing habit. That's why you are one by one he can do.
Mm-hmm.
That's why now I don't make habit to focusing. The mind naturally know very fast. Then slowly the mind, you can see the simultaneously two, three objects is same time.
Mm-hmm. So do I have to focus on it?
Not focus. That's why if you focus, I cannot get it.
Uh-huh. That's why maybe I have a feeling that there is only one sound at the time.
Yeah, that because now my mind is not enough.
It's an old habit of yes, noting, you know.
Right.
I had this, I still can.
Because the old habit is there. Mm-hmm. So he do his old idea. And slowly, but now your information coming. New information comes, and slowly the mind change.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's all. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So you don't want us to count the objects, let's say, for example, at the moment. Because I thought at one moment I was walking and I asked the same question, this how many objects I can perceive, and I was like, and because I was walking, the list was like, you know, like I was thinking, oh, I feel something like nostrils, mouth, this, body, air, and I made a step, and the new came, so I was like, wait, what I was seeing?
So I wanted so to whatever you use, you use this question, your awareness better, right?
No, the question is, mind didn't see the mind because there were so many objects.
Right.
Didn't exist.
Object and mind together. Hmm. Object and mind together.
So somehow
you know the object means there is a mind already.
So the point is to see
that's
the mind.
That's why this morning I said two minds.
Who is the question?
Two objects, two minds. Three objects, three minds.
You mean that the reaction to each object shows the different mind at the moment? Yes?
Right. Yes.
So focus on them and the list doesn't, you don't have to write.
For example, thinking and watching is the mind. Both are mind, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Mind is very fast, very, like many minds. We are not enough strength. We are not enough understanding. That's why we know the one by one. Right. Later, then you can see the mind is, you see the mental state is, like this. So fast, many. That mean that time you understand it as nature. Nobody there. Yeah. Whatever you use this question, then the mind is become more awake, right?
Yeah.
That's why that I use this question.
I would even say it becomes a bit panicked.
No panic, just asking, that's enough. Mm. Don't looking for or try too much. And just asking the mind, he know the mind do itself. The mind has, you have a wisdom already. He want to know, and slowly his mind do itself. Sometimes we need to use the nature walking, let them walk. Not personal, all the time try to do too much.
Mm. Thank you.
For nature is walking. For me, toilet and sleep, I never try. Just sit and just lying down, then naturally they do their job. I never try to go to toilet. Sleep also, I never try to sleep. The mind know already, physical also know already. Let the nature walk. We don't know the nature, that's why we are all the time involved. Do that, I'm more confused. Okay, that's enough today, right? Now more interesting, right? Good, yeah. Choiceless awareness, effortless awareness, very good.